It has been 3 years since I moved to New York City. At the time that I moved to New York City, it wasn't part of my immediate plan, but a global pandemic happened, which made the entire world do crazy things. And for me, one of the craziest things I did to survive was to move to New York City right in the middle of a pandemic without a plan. Please don't do that. Please do not relocate to a country in the middle of a pandemic without a plan. Even if there is no pandemic, do not move to a city, a new city, a country without a plan. Please have a plan A up to Z if it's necessary. Well, I had my degree, I had a few years of experience and skills, so I thought that, oh, when I come to New York, within like a month or two of job session, I will land something great in this land of opportunities and I will make it. I was being delusional. It took me a while to get the job of my dream. But then before I got this job, I did a number of odd jobs that if you paid me to do in Ghana, I would never do. I'm so sorry. I did not introduce myself or the podcast. Hi, I am your host, Farida Yusuf, a Ghanaian Nigerian first generation immigrant navigating New York City through the viewpoint of an African. Welcome to the African Immigrants Viewpoint Podcast. Okay, let's get back to the introduction. This is just an introduction episode. It might sound like a first episode where I'm talking about like a topic or sharing something. This is just an intro. Okay. I don't want to go off tangent. Living here for the past 3 years, to be honest, has been like a hazy montage of Zoom calls and countless, where the hell did I leave my key? Where's my key? As I'm rushing to make a job interview. Back then it wasn't easy, but we made it. Well, we almost made it. We are still making it. Living here for the past 3 years has been like starring in one of those American college high school movies where I am the perpetual awkward newcomer. Well, I'm always talking about, oh my God, I miss home. I miss my friend. I miss all the delicious African food. All the African food that I eat here, they don't taste like back home. Of course, they're not going to taste like back home. And I bet the people that I was telling this are like, oh my God, if you miss it so much, why are you here? Go back to your country. But at least they didn't tell it to my face. I also prioritize work over social integration. Because to be honest, a lot of African immigrants like me, we cannot prioritize social integration. We have a lot at stake. We are not just being hardworking just because. Some of us, an entire village is depending on us. According to the 2021 World Bank Migration and Development Report, Sub-Saharan Africa received an estimate of $49 billion USD in remittance. Remittance is just a fancy word for all the money that we send back home by whatever like platform. Well, I use SendWave. I don't know what other people use, but I use SendWave. And when I look at my SendWave app and I add up all the money that I've sent home in the past 3 years, by now I have like 3 houses in Ghana. But we do it for the people that we love. That's how we show love. We take care of one another. Someone calls you, oh, Charlie, Ghana is hard, send me some coin. Like, you know, send just a little just to make them feel we love them. And indeed, Charlie, Ghana is hard. It is hard. That's where, like, most of us are in Abrutre. Abrutre is a term, a Ghanaian term. I think it's Chi origin, which means overseas. I'm explaining because I don't know who might be listening to this podcast and they'll be like, what is Abrutre? So that's what Abrutre means. It means abroad, overseas. And a lot has happened over the past 3 years living here in New York. I've had moments of hilarious mishaps, cultural epiphanies, and also understanding that embracing a new culture doesn't mean losing my roots. It just means I'm adding more colors to the tapestry of who I am. And I shouldn't have to feel like a sellout for enjoying certain aspects of New York City and the way of life in New York City. It's crazy out here. Some way of life is crazy out here, but, you know, Nina Kahon. I don't know. Nina Kahon means, how do I explain Nina Kahon? The loosely translation of Nina Kahon means everything good or bad, inclusive of the culture. You have to experience it. It's part of the experience. This is just an intro episode. I don't need to be going as long as I am. But join me every 2 weeks as I embark on this journey of navigating New York through my stories and experiences and that of other African immigrants. All in the hopes of sharing our collective experiences to help ease in new African immigrants into this new environment without feeling lost and depressed as I did as a newcomer. Until next time, keep being your amazing multifaceted self. I'm Farida Yusuf, and I cannot wait to share with you stories, experiences, helpful tips, and resources in upcoming episodes. Thank you for tuning in to the African Immigrants Viewpoint. Where my first friends are from, where the food's familiar. I could go many years, but I'll be back. Tell the tales of what I've done, of who I lost and who I love. How I've missed Lumumba. I've been many places, but there's nowhere like home. Where the bed's always warm, where my first friends are from, where the